The show's Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. It's your connection to local music and more. On the program today, lots of choral music. We have first up Madrigal Singers from St. Thomas More High School in Champaign. They're giving their annual Madrigal dinners on Friday and Saturday night at the school. And also in the later half of the program, Amasong, Champaign-Urbana's premier lesbian feminist chorus. We have a number of their members with us to give us a teaser for their concerts, their winter concerts, this Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon in Champaign. So lots of singing on today's Live and Local. Hope you'll stay tuned.
Hark, all ye lovely saints above, Diana hath agreed with love, hath agreed with love, his fiery weapon to remove.
That was music by Thomas Weelkes. Hark, all ye lovely saints above, from a collection of English madrigals sung by the King's Singers here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. And I played that as introduction to the Madrigal Singers of St. Thomas More High School in Champaign. They are going to be giving their annual Madrigal dinners Friday and Saturday evenings at the school. And both of those are at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 7 o'clock. There are 12 of their number with us in the studio today, and also their music director, who is Nick Stefanik, also teaches other aspects of music at the school, and the drama director at St. Thomas More High School, Emmy Stock. And I thank you both for coming in and bringing all these fine young folks with you.
Thanks for having us.
So give us the history of Madrigal dinners at St. Thomas More.
Oh, this is our fourth annual Madrigal Feast, and it's kind of evolved out of a process of Nick getting together music and the previous drama director, Jody Prosser, pulling together the staging of the feast. And then Maria Tucker, chef extraordinaire, puts mm-hmm. together the delicious food that we serve. And lovely parents who volunteer so many hours of work constructing the sets and decorating and doing costumes. And it all just comes together through that. This year, however, we've streamlined it quite a bit. I've cut a lot, some things that the kids aren't all that happy about, but I think we've added some fun things this year, and it's going to be all about the music this year, the music and the food.
So I guess is there any point in finding out what you've cut, or just leave that?
No, no, we'll just leave that go. We'll just move on from here. But we have added something quite fun during the dessert portion, I think. And we've added a choral reading of a beautiful poem by Robert Southwell, which is a 1500s poem called The Burning Babe, which is a beautiful poem of the season. And the music that Nick has chosen this year is really fun, and there are some gorgeous pieces as well.
So when you say the focus is on the music this year, yet there must be some drama because you're the drama director and you've got something to do with it.
Well, there's a lot of drama. What happens on stage, however, it's basically the staging of the songs and this year we're going with a lot of improv between the songs rather than a script. I told the kids that I want them to come up with ways to greet the audience, ways to greet each other, and that kind of met with some shy resistance at first. But I think they're getting the hang of it now. A Madrigal Feast is basically about the gorgeous music, and these kids produce a sound that is truly beautiful, and it really should be the focus of the feast. That and the food.
Always the food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nick, tell me about how long have you been involved in this since the beginning?
Yeah.
Since the first year.
And
you're also doing instrumentals at the school.
Yes. I teach the band there, the choir. We have two percussion classes that I also teach. And then up until this year, I've taught a guitar class as well, which we now rotate between a guitar and an AP music theory class every other year.
So how many people are at St. Thomas More High School?
370 or so. I'm not exactly, 370, I think, something like that.
And what's
and about 80 or so in the music program.
That was going to be my next question. So it's a pretty good percentage of people who are involved in music. I have here the official Wikipedia definition of a madrigal dinner, and I'm curious to know just how close you guys are to this. It says, a madrigal dinner or madrigal feast is an American form of dinner theater, often held by schools and church groups in the Christmas season, set in the Middle Ages, generally comedic in nature. You all look like you could be funny.
Oh, they are, trust me.
Meal divided into courses, each of which is heralded with a traditional song, and a play is performed between the courses.
Mm-hmm.
And a concert of choral music concluding the festivities. How close is that?
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah, it's very accurate.
You didn't write the Wikipedia entry, though?
No.
The feast itself, I believe, was initiated in 1947 at the University of Indiana, actually, the Madrigal Feast, which is, again, truly American dinner theater. And we have the different sections. We have the whole first section that heralds the wassail and the boar's head.
Do you have a boar's head?
Yes, we do. Our lovely art department students and Deborah Pagel are busy reconstructing it as we speak in time for the feast.
So you're saying it won't be a live or a formerly live boar's head?
No, that would be disgusting.
Well, apparently they didn't think so in the Middle Ages.
No. Actually, the boar's head is one of the most traditional of the feast, if any part of this feast is, because the boar's head was, way back in the 1100s, was used as a part of a great show of celebration and an honor to honor a certain guest, and that was tradition back then.
And, of course, they would presumably eat the rest of the boar at the dinner.
I would hope so, right.
Yeah. No boar at all.
We're having a delicious pork tenderloin. Well, it's kind of a boar.
Well, there you go. Pretty close. Well, why don't we have some music where in the point of this feast would this particular tune come?
This is actually right at the very beginning. There's kind of an entrance processional song that they sing, and then this is the very next second song that is kind of the king's favorite song that they choose to sing.
These are Madrigal Singers from St. Thomas More High School in Champaign on Live and Local.
Noel.
Masters in this hall, hear ye all the news today that's brought from o'er the waters. Now rejoice and pray. Shepherds in the hills sat among the silent sheep, and no man spoke more word than had they been asleep. Noel. Happy are the folk on earth, and gone in sorrow we in fear. Noel. For today the folk are raised up and cast it down the proud.
Noel.
Then to Bethlehem they all did go to see a wondrous babe lying in a manger low. This is Christ the Lord, so masters all their gray be glad, for Christmastide is come and no one should be sad. Noel. Happy are the folk on earth, and gone is sorrow, we in fear. Noel. For today the folk are raised up and cast down the proud.
I got some shivers there, actually. That's a good thing. That sounded great. What is the name of that tune? I'm blanking.
Masters in this Hall.
Yeah, logically enough. I suddenly went to the boar's head again. and I'm thinking the boar's head carol. Will we hear that?
And during the feast.
During the feast. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's the a teaser for that. Actually, this whole program is a teaser for the Madrigal Feast at St. Thomas More High School, which is this Friday and Saturday in Champaign, 7 o'clock.
Doors actually open at 6:30.
Oh, 6:30.
But the feast starts at 7.
Well, I should perhaps write that down on my calendar and have that correct so people get there in plenty of time to grab their seat. How would somebody get tickets for this, by the way?
We have a reservation line set up with all instructions. Should I give that number?
Please, yeah.
All right. It's area code 217-819-5721. And there's a message telling you how to leave all the information and how to get tickets.
Say that number again, please.
It's area code 217-819-5721.
819-5721.
You can also go to the school's website, and that address I don't know. You can Google it.
Anybody here know?
www.hs-stm.org, if I'm not
mistaken. hs-stm.org. Well, you two get to answer the first question then, since you spoke up. Kent, just because I know your name, Kent Schlorf is in the back. What year are you at school?
I am a sophomore.
You're a sophomore. So is this your second year then in the Madrigals?
This is.
And why don't you tell me your favorite part of it?
Ooh, that's tough. Me being a teenage boy and all, I'd have to say the food.
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
Me either. I was crossing my fingers.
Maybe he censored himself right at the last minute. And
Olivia Durst.
Olivia Durst.
I'm a senior at St. Thomas More, and this is my fourth year in the Madrigal Choir. And my favorite part, probably the new part this year, is probably the poem. I think it's really awesome.
So is that collectively read, or does one person
read it? There's a group
it?
Of girls that read it. It's about four girls mm-hmm. this year.
And are you one of them, I'm guessing?
I am not. I'm the wench in the Madrigal show.
What? Okay, now what does that mean?
I'm like, the wench and the jester are like kind of the host and hostess of the Madrigal dinner. We come in and greet everybody and make sure everything's set up for the lords and ladies to come in. And we do a lot of improv, so it's pretty fun.
You must get a lot of ribbing for that term from your classmates.
Yeah. Not the best name. I don't get called that in the actual show. I get my own name, so.
Which is what?
I get called Livy.
Oh, okay. So. Well, that's probably safer. But here you are, you outed yourself on TV, or on radio with this particular term. What are some of the other characters, and who plays what, anybody? Somebody's being pointed to, so identify yourself and speak, sir.
I'm Chris Holman, and I'm the king.
You are the king. And how did you get to be the king? Who anointed you king?
He slayed the last king.
Yeah. Actually, he played it last year.
Yeah.
And we decided, since he's a senior, we'll keep him as king this year.
But how did he get to be it last year?
I don't know.
He was
that
a lowly
wasn't my
junior.
Gig.
Yes.
You don't know how you became king?
Well, I mean, I guess technically I auditioned, but I like to think that I slayed the last king.
And was the last king a senior?
Yes.
Okay, so no longer around and can't speak for himself. And who, is there a queen then?
My name is Lizzie Anderson, and I'm the queen. I'm a senior as well.
And did you also have to audition for this role?
It was kind of like an audition, I guess. I mean, Amy kind of picked us out, so, I mean.
We had an improv workshop.
Yeah.
And they all came, and we did some improv.
But you didn't have to get into a fight in order to do it.
Well, you know.
I'm just looking at you. She's got this cast thing on her leg.
It's from cross country.
From cross country. Yeah. Likely story. Likely story. What are so? Are you all are in costumes of some elaborate kind? I imagine various kinds. And who has the most elaborate costume? Would you say? Is that also the queen or not necessarily?
Probably the king and the queen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and they're all pretty elaborate, though.
Is that a particularly fun part of doing this?
Definitely. Yeah.
For the girls, anyway.
Does that mean the guys wear tights?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, none of the guys looks terribly thrilled about that. Unless they work out a lot, in which case, you know, might like to show. Yeah, you all are giving our sound engineer fits probably with the uproarious laughter here. He's got to turn the volume down quickly. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly, and we have with us 12 members of. Is this all of the folks involved in the Madrigals?
No.
So there, how many? All
this is about half. Actually, it's 25.
About half. So about half the number of the St. Thomas More Madrigal Singers presenting their annual feast Friday and Saturday, at the high school in Champaign. What's our next number?
We're going to sing El Grillo, which is a very traditional old madrigal song.
Mr. Stefanik?
Yes.
I think I know what that means.
I'll let you guess.
Isn't it the cricket?
You are correct.
Yes. So, let's hear it.
El Grillo, El Grillo, El Bon Cantor, Que Chimie Longo Verso. Dale, dale, bebe, bebe, Grillo, Grillo, canta, canta. Dale, dale, bebe, bebe, Grillo, Grillo, canta. El Grillo, El Grillo, El Bon Cantor, ma non va come calci uccelli, come li han cantato un poco, quando è fatto in altro loco, sempre el grillo sta pulsando. El grillo è buon cantore, quando la maggio è il caldo, allor canta so per amore. El grillo è buon cantore, che tiene lungo verso. Dalle, dalle, bebe, bebe, grillo, grillo, canta, canta. Dalle, dalle, bebe, bebe, grillo, grillo, canta, el grillo. El grillo è buon cantore.
Okay, so why would you sing about a cricket at a madrigal dinner?
I think Justin can maybe explain. Well,
and this is Justin who?
Justin Telthorst, and I'm also a senior. So this is a song about a cricket who sings. I think the last reason is when the heat is fierce, the cricket only sings for love. And this is right after our kind of battle of the sexes in the second set, where we have the guys and the girls kind of battling it out, singing various songs, which is a lot of fun. And then kind of at the end, the guys woo the women back with an incredible song sung by Kenschlorf, partly, and then also with the rest of the lords. And this is coming together, and the lords and ladies, sort of some of us still possibly fighting, but then in the end, coming back together and reconciling each other.
Through the cricket song.
Through the cricket song.
Okay, whatever you say. Today's broadcast on Live and Local of Live and Local on FM 90.9 is made possible with support from these business partners: Lincoln Diagnostics Incorporated of Decatur, Michael W. Walker Consulting of Urbana, Natural Gourmet of Champaign, and Prairie Ridge Farms Incorporated of Allerton. These business partners join the friends of WILL in making great programs possible, and we thank you for your support. And we thank you all for coming in very much. I think we'll have time for those couple of extra songs. We have coming up on the program another group of choral singers, Emma Song, who are Champaign-Urbana's premier lesbian feminist chorus. I think there's 12 to 15 members of them, which is also just a portion of their number. They're giving their winter concerts this weekend on Saturday and Sunday in Champaign. And again, the St. Thomas More Madrigals are with us right now. They're giving their annual feast Friday and Saturday. Starts at 6, at 7, and doors open at 6:30. With us are Amy Stock, who is the drama director at St. Thomas More, and Nicholas Stefanik, who is the music director of the feast and also the band director out at the high school. Do all of the students who are in this have to audition to be a part of it?
Yes, every year, even if they've been in it in previous years as well.
And did you turn down anybody who was in last year that wanted to get back in?
I don't think we did, no.
So once they get to this level, they want to be sure to keep it.
Yes, exactly.
Because they sound very good.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. For the radio audience, who of course can't see what's going on here, and is probably just as well in some cases, Mr. Stefanik is not directing, and I can't really tell that anybody is. Is there a director? Okay, I actually lied, and I did see you nodding your folder a few times, trying to get them moving at the beginning of that last number a little bit. Olivia Durst, yeah. You've been in a show that I was involved with, I think.
I was in the first production of Les Mis.
Les Miserables at this Champaign-Urbana Theater Company. I thought so. Do you have any training as a director? How did you get picked to do this?
Well, I've done it since my sophomore year, so I kind of just... I auditioned for it the first time and kind of just kept doing it, so I've had lots of practice.
Audition for the directing part?
Yes.
Yeah. And do the other students seem to respect you at all?
Most of the time, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they were paying some attention, which was good, and it was very much together. Do you have any hand in the rehearsals? Or is that pretty much left to Mr. Stefanik?
Well, the group rehearsals are all Mr. Stefanik, but we have individual, like, in each section, we have, like, a section leader, so and they're in charge of their section, kind of. So I'm not in charge of everybody, just my section.
And so who is in charge of the gentlemen? The lords, I guess we're supposed to say, right? Is that it?
Well, there's a section leader for tenors and a section leader for basses.
And you must be one of them.
Yes, I'm Connor Bunting. I'm a tenor section leader, and Chris Holman, the king, is the bass tenor.
Well, that's appropriate.
Bass leader.
That seems appropriate. So, lords and ladies, is that how you're collectively
pretty
identified?
Much.
Except, yeah. Of course, the king, the queen, the wench, and the jester. Who is the jester?
He's not with us.
Oh, you left the jester at
some problems with permission slips.
Does the jester get in a lot of trouble at school?
Oh, that's the biggest understatement I've ever
heard. Is that one of the ways he was chosen to be the jester?
Let's put it this way, it was partially typecasting.
Well, you know, you can only act so far. And the rest of it, you know, probably have to reflect personality.
Nathan is great. He has just an amazing amount of energy that he brings to the part of the jester. I have not had to direct him at all. He
so
just
that's
does it.
Nathan who?
Nathan Meadows. Okay. He's also a senior, he's a bass, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, good. Well, let's have another example of some of the music you can hear at St. Thomas More High School on Friday and Saturday night at their magical feast.
Thank you.
Christoph Holst's setting.
Yes, indeed.
Of In the Bleak Midwinter, a wonderful poem by Christina Rossetti. Can you tell I do a little choral directing myself? beautifully sung by the St. Thomas More High School Madrigal Singers. There's 12 of them in our studio right now. And I guess as I forecast, we won't have time to get to the fourth number, because I always tell groups, they ask me how many we're going to do, and I say, well, try for this number, we probably won't get there. And I thought we would, but it was a beautiful one to end on. And if this is any indication, it sounds like the music anyway should be really wonderful at the feast. And next time, you're going to have to bring some food in so that I can give some sort of heartfelt endorsement of that aspect of the feast, which, after all, if it's a feast, the food is important. Music director for the Madrigals is Nick Stefanik, and drama director at the high school is Amy Stock. And we're thankful for all of you for coming in. The show is Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6:30. And once again, how you get tickets.
You can call the reservation line. It's area code 217-819-5721. Or you can visit the high school's website at www.hs-stm.org.
Thank you all very, very much. It should be splendid.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you
for having us.
This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. Coming up, Amazon, live in our studio. We heard the final movement of Mozart's Serenata Notturna, or Evening Serenade, in a performance by the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra, led by Ton Koopman here on WYLL. FM and HD Urbana, this is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. It's your connection to local music and more, and today is a focus on choral music. We, of course, heard the St. Thomas More Madrigal Singers, who did a wonderful job, and now we have 12, 13, 14 members of Amazon, who are Champaign-Urbana's premier lesbian feminist chorus. They're giving their winter concert this Saturday and Sunday. The Saturday performance starts at 8 o'clock, and the Sunday afternoon is at 4 o'clock.
4:30,
thank you very much, at McKinley Presbyterian Church, which is in Campustown in Champaign. A lovely space to hear music of any kind, and that is pretty much the long-time home of Amazon. I think you've not done more than a couple or three of the regular concerts some other place or another, and it really works well for the group in many, many ways. Their director is Megan Johnson-Smith, and she's with us as well, logically enough. Thank you all. Thank you for arranging to come in here.
Sure, thanks for having us.
This is going to be a real treat. I'm looking forward to hearing a few songs from you. For those who haven't heard or heard of Amazon, if there could possibly be such a person, at least in the immediate community, give us a little introduction to the group, what you're about, and what you do besides sing.
That's a lot of questions. Amazon is a community chorus of women. We are a lesbian feminist chorus, and I guess our mission statement says we value all forms of women's devotion to women, and we make music in that atmosphere. But music, the quality of the music is what we're really concerned about as much as anything. And we have people who have never sung in a choir before, people who have degrees in music. We work really hard, have a lot of fun, and put on two big concerts a year with a smattering of other things throughout the season.
Well, you've had quite a smattering. I looked at your website earlier, and just this fall, I think there were at least four other things you've done before this concert, including just last week, where you sang as part of a kind of a convention thingy Well, what was it?
Well, there was the Granny's Porch Concert at the Virginia Theater, which right. was a lot of fun, kind of big community extravaganza. And we sang in Decatur for the Gay and Lesbian Association of Decatur. But we also...
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, okay, yeah. And we also were part of Pauline Oliveras' residency when she was here as the George A. Miller Artist in Residence, I guess, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and I was sorry we missed getting her in here. She was doing quite a bit on campus. And so you guys should be really finely tuned for this performance, I think.
We've had a lot of opportunities to get out and perform already, which is great.
You're in your what year now, Megan?
I think this is my fourth year as music director. They're all nodding their heads. That looks like it's accurate.
And from everything I hear, everybody is delighted to have you.
Well, thanks.
And I think we might as well, before we say anything more, hear a product of your collaboration. Now, listeners, bear in mind, this is a subset of the choir.
Right. We have about 50 to 55 members right now. And so we have about 14 women in the studio today. So this is a small group.
About a quarter of the group. But it's going to be a mighty sound. And besides, Mike can crank up the volume as needed. But I'm looking forward to hearing this. What's going to be the first tune?
We're going to start with a very well-known round, Rise Up, O Flame, which was composed by Christoph Pretorius. It's the uncle of Michael Pretorius, if you're familiar with any of the other Pretorius works. So this is Rise Up, O Flame.
Rise up, O flame, by thy light glowing, bring to us beauty, vision, and joy. Rise up, O flame, rise up, O light, rise up, O light, bring to us beauty,
Song performing on Live and Local on FM 90.9, live in our studio, about a quarter of their number. Megan Smith is their director. Megan, again, where does that tune come from?
That's a round attributed to Christoph Pretorius. Obviously, I don't believe he wrote it in English. I'm not sure what the German text is or would be, but it says, Rise up, O flame, by thy light glowing, bring to us beauty, vision, and joy.
Since you mentioned language, a lot of the pieces that you do are from all over the world,
mm-hmm.
And often in the original language.
Mm-hmm.
How do you go about choosing such a wide variety of music and finding this stuff?
Well, that's something that's been very important in Amazon's repertoire since the beginning, almost 20 years ago, because we focus on music that sort of describes or allows us to experience the experiences of women around the world, which are often transmitted through songs. We find that world folkloric forms and music from countries and cultures all around the world tell us a lot about what women are experiencing and what their lives are like. So how do you find it? It's a really fun process of just listening to recordings and digging around, and you hear something that's great and you just follow up on it. So I think the world music catalogs in choral music have been really expanding in the last couple of decades, which is also a great resource.
You know, you mentioned the experiences of women, and this is not a radio program. This is a radio program. It's not a television program, as we've had occasion to say a number of times over. And you, Megan, are actually experiencing something that only women can experience.
Correct, yes.
In that
I have a baby due sometime in the next few weeks, so.
Or even the next few days.
Well.
We hope not, right, for the sake of this particular concert. But you told me when we talked, I guess by email or maybe by phone, that you do have a backup plan just
Absolutely.
In case. You've
oh,
got
yeah.
some very talented other directors within the
Correct.
Chorus.
Yep.
Any of them happen to be here today?
Yeah, we've got Heidi Weatherford here
Heidi
today,
Weatherford.
Who is one of the women who will step in if necessary.
If so. Necessary. But does that make it more difficult? I mean, I don't have any idea of the physics of the physicality of all of this, or the physics for that matter. But does that make it difficult to conduct?
Well, you know, the biggest thing for me has just been kind of, you know, the last month or so of pregnancy, as I've heard and I'm experiencing, is just a little more energy draining. I need more energy to do things that I could have just gone and done before. So I sit while I'm conducting instead of standing. I just make sure that I'm also a teacher of the Alexander technique, so I make sure I use my Alexander technique to keep myself well supported while I conduct so that I'm not giving myself problems in my back or, you know, anything like that. But what's been great is I just have the most supportive group of women in my choir, and anything I need from them, they are willing to do. And so if I say, now I'm going to sit here and you all move over here, they're very willing to do that.
Well, that's an advantage of having an all-women's choir, is that many of them, I'm sure, have had this experience.
I think at least several in this room, perhaps, and lots in the chorus, yeah.
Yeah, so they can support you. And this is your first?
Yes.
Right, you and Ben, her husband, by the way, Ben Smith, has been in this studio at least three times, I think.
Probably, yeah.
Playing the fiddle, I think, each time. Wonderful fiddler, played in a number of different contexts. The particular concert this week has a nice name to it.
Elements.
Elements. Mm-hmm. Is that? But that there's more to it than that, isn't there? No, I guess that's the explanation. Go
sure.
ahead.
Sure. Well, the four classical elements, earth, air, fire, and water, are the theme that we're organizing the concert around. And those are elements of the natural world, but they're also mirrors of our experiences as humans. And so I have a little blurb here. Earth symbolizes the physical and material realm, the body and the senses. Air symbolizes the mind and the intellect, communication, breath. Fire symbolizes energy and the spirit, the power of will. And water symbolizes the emotional and feeling realm, creativity, and intuitive understanding. So when we sing about all four elements and we invoke the elements, we're talking about wholeness within humans as well as wholeness within the natural world.
So I assume then that there are songs that represent
absolutely
all of those.
Yeah, we have probably three or four songs in each element. Obviously you heard one about fire, and we have songs about water, songs about air, featuring two really cool contemporary compositions, one by Pauline Oliveros called Wind Horse, another Blow, Blow Thou Winter Wind by Emma Lou Deamer that uses only whispers and sort of breath sounds.
Anybody can answer this. I'm now turning to the chorus. Particularly maybe those of you who've been in the chorus for quite a long time, and I recognize some faces as that for whom that is true. Give us some idea of what is the experience of Emma Song and why have you stuck it with it so long? Kathy Spiegel. Sure, just a little bit. That's fine.
First of all, we only sing well. And for me, that experience of singing good music well is really important. You can be in a chorus and do music and it just doesn't sound good, but what we do is good. And the experience of singing music by, for, or about women is very empowering, and being able to do that with a group of women who are really dedicated means a lot. And every year at the end of the year, it's like, maybe I'll just sit out a year. And by the time August is like, I can't wait to get back in there and experience that being together. So for me, it's been about 15 years, and I can't imagine not doing this.
There were a number of heads going, no, can't imagine not doing this. Yes, have to get back if you take a break. Somebody else who's been in the chorus for a while. Heidi.
I love singing with Emma Song. First of all, I love the camaraderie between the women. There's just something, I don't know, very relaxing and very safe about that. But also as a classically trained musician, I love the repertoire because we never know at the beginning of semester what's going to land in our folders. And the world music aspect is just fabulous. And then we turn around and sing chants, you know, ancient Gregorian chants, and just all the variety is fabulous. Mm-hmm.
Megan, on this concert, I know Emma Song often has had like instrumental features. Is there anything on this program?
You mean like solo instrumental features, or we have two guest instrumentalists. Leela Ramagopal, who is a harpist, will be coming in to do an ancient Celtic chant with us, a Celtic song, Goa Molta Brija, which is in praise of Bridget. And we also have Matthew Gladden, who's an excellent pianist and will be working with us on a sort of rousing gospel finisher. And the Seal Lullaby, which is one of our water pieces.
Was that the drums?
Yes. So those were the guest artists. And then we have plenty of percussion. We're doing a set of traditional Ghanaian pieces from the Ewe people, Bobobo. It's a kind of dancing and singing, so we have drums on that and percussion and from, South America and all over the place.
What do you have to do, any of the singers, mentally, to turn all the multiple corners that I would think are confront you when you're dealing with different languages, different types of music, all in one concert? Don't all speak at once, as they say.
It's a lot about listening and making sure that you have a story in your mind that goes with the song we're going to sing, and you put yourself in that place and trust that everyone else in the chorus is doing the same thing.
What do you mean by a story in your mind?
Well, I have an advantage in that I help lay out the program, so I see Megan's program notes before a lot of people do, but she's been very good about sharing them with us also before we sing, and so we get a lot of the background of the pieces that the audience gets while they're reading the program. It helps to have some of that background information. But also for me, whether it goes with the actual story of the song or not, I get a great feeling for what the words mean, even if it's in a different language. It's sort of telling yourself what the song feels like to you and matching that up with what Megan shares with us about what she wants.
So it's a device for yourself to get into the world of each song.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And what's your name?
I'm Pam Cruz.
Pam Cruz. What's the next one?
I'm going to do speaking of foreign language, a Croatian traditional piece called Savo Voda.
And that means?
The Savo refers to the Sava River, which is one of the major rivers in Croatia. And we are saying, water of the Savo, talk to my love. Tell him not to cut the grass near you, Sava, because he will be cutting my blonde hair. Water of the Savo, talk to my love. Tell him not to drink your waters, for he will be drinking my blue eyes.
And this is obviously then from the water element in this program on Saturday and Sunday called Elements by Emma Song in Champaign, heard here live on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Magnet.
Emma Song on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm just going to have one quick question for the group here, and then we'll go right on to the last song to make sure you can get it in, because I'm looking at the clock and time always moves along. You're just about 14 out of a total of 50 or so who are with us right now. And I know that, as Megan said earlier, some of you have very different levels of musical ability, and I don't know how you were selected to be here today, but I'm curious how it feels to be just in this small group, how different it might feel from being in the big group. Is there a greater sense of self-reliance? Is there a greater sense of, oh my God, I don't know what I'm doing here? Somebody.
You have to listen better. Mm-hmm. You really have to listen to what's going on here.
And from somebody, how many of you would say you're a pretty strong music reader? Just out of curiosity. Oh, is that how they were picked?
everybody
raised their hand.
They were selected by who could come on Monday between 12 and 1. So this is just chance, I guess.
Wow, yeah, because you're all, well, then I'll skip the next question. It's moot. Never mind about that. Well, let's go straight to the last song then.
All right, this is a chant whose source we don't know. It's an anonymous chant: the earth, the air, the fire, the water.
Oh, all four in one song.
All four.
That's impressive. Emma Song on Live and Local.
The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. Aye, 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 oh, aye, oh, aye, oh.
Wonderful energy in that song, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that, again, listeners can't see this, but nobody was looking at the music for this one. Everybody was riveted on Megan Smith, who's the director of Emma Song, and there's that extra energy that goes on that I remember from concerts that is there in so much of Emma Song's concerts. The energy is, I think, a huge part of the experience as a listener. And it, even with just 14 of you in this small, unresonant space, although it sounds resonant to the listeners because we took care of that, I was getting some chills just listening to that.
Great.
Yeah, that's great. Sounded wonderful. And their concert, Emma Song, Champaign Urbana's premier lesbian feminist chorus, this Saturday at 8 o'clock, Sunday afternoon at 4:30, at McKinley Presbyterian Church at 5th and John Streets in Champaign. If somebody wants tickets, just show up in advance.
Yeah, we ask a suggested donation, $10 to $20, more if you can, less if you can't. So come and hear us.
And for more information, it's amasong.org, AMASONG.org. Megan Smith, the director, thank you to all of you for coming in today. And sure. It was a treat to hear you.
Thanks for having us.
On tomorrow's program, members of Rantoul Theater Group presenting a couple of scenes from a theatrical rendition of the wonderful movie It's a Wonderful Life. It's live and local on FM 90.9.